What is prayer? Prayer, as you oftentimes hear me say, is our line of communication. It is our way of talking with Jesus and not just talking with him, but having him talk back with us. If prayer is one-sided, it's ineffective. But in order for prayer to be effective, it has to be a giver and a receiver. It all operates on the same principles as our phone line, our phone system. We have our phones now. You say you dial a number in there, and you push the green button, or you push the word send, and it goes out. Signal takes that call out, and then the person that you're calling is notified that you want them by a ring or buzz. Now, the person on the receiving end has a choice. A lot of times we think because the phone ring, we have to answer it. No, you have a choice. You can either answer it or you can decline it. But in order for the communication to be effective, the person that you're dialing has to do what? They have to answer. So when we are calling on Jesus, you say, call Jesus. Call him by his name. When you're calling on Jesus, you want Jesus to answer. And you have to understand, I'm down there calling on Jesus. I'm making my petition known to him. I have to be concerned if the phone is just ringing. In other words, if I'm just doing all of the calling, calling would be equivalent to that ring. You know how you dial the number and you hear that ring on your end and just say, ring, pause, ring. Well, that would be you saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Well, you need a connection to be made. You need Jesus to answer that prayer. And we need to know, if I'm down there calling Jesus, 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 and I don't get no answer, something is wrong, right? Come on, something is wrong. Isaiah 59:1. Let's go over there really quick. You know, you've heard these scriptures before. Isaiah 59:1. Let me get over here too. My reader done left me again. Isaiah 59. Yes, that's right. So the problem is not on Jesus' end, right? Says the Lord's hand is not short, that he cannot. So that you're never in a situation where Jesus can't deliver you from it. You don't let the enemy make you feel like you're not savable. You're not in a position where Jesus cannot deliver you or reach you. His hand is not short that it cannot save you. That's right. So when you're talking to Jesus and you're saying, I'm talking, the Lord don't seem like he's answering my prayer. His ear is not heavy that he doesn't hear you. See, he's got the ability to save you. He has the ability to hear you, right? According to the scripture, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save you. Neither is his ear heavy that he does not hear you. But your iniquities. Everybody see that? My sin. So you ask yourself, what's wrong with my phone line? It's my sin. It is me that causes a disturbance in my line of communication. So if I'm constantly calling out to Jesus, if I'm constantly crying out, Jesus, 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 and I'm not getting an answer, or I'm not being delivered, or I'm not being saved, the Lord is saying, you need to look at you. You need to go and do some troubleshooting, right? Come on, that's right. When your phone don't work, you got to do some troubleshooting. You say, well, you go through and you try to find out what's going on your own. And they say, well, Mom, maybe you need to restart your phone. Shut everything down and restart your phone. We say, well, if the restart don't work, maybe you need to take the phone and reset it. Put it all the way back to the factory settings and see if that'll work. And then if that don't work, they say, take your phone back to where you got it from, right? And they go in and they try to fix it. In the office, they say, well, this phone, we've done everything we can do, and it's still not working. Maybe we need to give you a brand new phone. You see the process? You have to do that same thing when you are in prayer with Jesus. If I'm out there calling on Jesus, if I'm on my knees, if someone say, well, you get on your knees and you call Jesus, open up your mouth and call Jesus by his name. And you're down there calling Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you know you got to, I'm really focused. And I got a desire to hear from Jesus. I got a desire for Jesus to save me. But he's not answering. I'm not connecting with him. He is telling me that there's nothing wrong with his hand. My hand is not short that it cannot save you. And in my ear is not too, it's not too many people talking to me that I cannot hear you. My ear is not heavy that it does not hear you. But what is separating you from Jesus is your iniquity. It's my sin, right? It is the wrong or the error that is in me. Something in my life is not in agreement with Jesus. And Jesus is saying, you've got to do something with that wrong. You can't keep coming to me and saying you want to be right and you want to do right and you want to live right when I'm telling you that this is my way. These are my thoughts. These are the behaviors that I have for your life. If your life isn't lining up with Jesus, you have a problem. You have a disconnect. And Jesus said, I can't reach down and save you as long as you are rejecting my way. I cannot answer what you're calling me for as long as you've got a sin's attention. You, in other words, you can't be dialing me and then doing something else. Jesus said, I want your undivided attention. When you call on me, I need you to pay attention to me. You may hear me say that sometimes when you're down there in prayer. Put your mind on Jesus. Forget about yourself. Put your mind on Jesus. This is Jesus' time right now. Focus on Jesus. Forget about yourself. You be honest with yourself. When you're down there in prayer, it seems like everything starts to bombard your mind. You start feeling tired. You're not careful. You be down there calling Jesus and you be yawning. Or you be down there calling Jesus, you be itching. You be down there calling Jesus, you start playing with your fingers. Start dealing with your nails, your fingernails. But that's not the time to do that. Jesus said, I want your undivided attention. You can't worry about who's calling Jesus beside you. You can't worry about who's praying over there. You can't worry about, I heard a doorbell chime. I wonder who came in. You can't worry about that. You can't worry about that. You can't worry about, oh, I heard Sister So-and-so's voice, and I no longer hear them calling Jesus anymore. You cannot do that. Jesus says, I want your undivided attention. You've got to put your whole focus on Jesus when you are calling him. You have to realize the thing that causes a disconnect are the issues that are in your own life, right? Come on, that's true. He says his hand is not short that he cannot save you. His ear is not heavy that he don't hear you, but it's your iniquity. It is your sin that has separated you. It's caused a wedge between you and Jesus. And until you do something with that sin, what must I do with that sin? Y'all are in Isaiah, right? Go over to chapter number 55. 55 and start at verse number 1.
55:1.
Yes.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water.
That's right. Jesus is the water. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
Jesus says, I am the water. Say, you drink from this well, you'll thirst again. But if you drink from the well that I have, you drink from the water that I have, you will never thirst again. You've got to have it in your mind. Jesus is my water. In other words, Jesus is the one that satisfies me. I can't look for satisfaction no other place but Jesus. I got to say, Jesus is the one that can love me the way I deserve to be loved or the way I need to be loved. Jesus is the one that can satisfy my thirst. He satisfies my hunger. Jesus is the one that completes me, right? You got to have that in your mind when you come before him and call on him. If you're calling on Jesus and you're looking for another, Jesus is not deceived. Jesus knows when you don't have him as number one. Jesus knows when you don't prioritize him. Jesus knows when he is not the only God you're submitting yourself to. Scripture says that I know your thoughts. When you're dealing with God himself, he knows your thoughts. You cannot fool Jesus. You can be performing, but you be wondering, well, why something's not happening to me? Jesus saying, I'm standing right here, and I'm looking at you for who you are. But I need you to be honest with yourself. You can't say, I am your God, when you're giving your heart and your mind to something else. Jesus says, I died for you. I'm the one that gave my life for you to put you in the position so that you could talk to me. You got to learn to appreciate that position. You got to learn to say, Jesus, I thank you for dying and putting me in a position so that I can talk with you. I can't let anything that this world has to offer get between me and you, right? Hold to everyone that does what? Thirst. Let him come to who? To the water, right? Keep going. Yes. You can't buy your way into this. Huh? Come on, you can't buy your way into this. I know what the enemy make you think you can buy your way into it. You can't buy your way into this. And there's not a dime you have that Jesus doesn't already own. Everything you have, Jesus already owns it. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that do what? Huh? You say, Elder Scott, I ain't going to pay my tithe. Well, don't pay them. You're not robbing from me. You're robbing from Jesus. You're not robbing from me. I have a job. I got a job. I work every single day. Huh? I have a J-O-B, right? So you're not tithing to pay me. You're tithing because that's what Jesus tell you to do. He wrote this word before I got here. Before I got on the earth, this book was already here. This book was here before I got in. It's going to be here after I'm gone. And in this book, the book says all the tithe of the land. Jesus said it belonged to me, right? The tenth part shall be holy. It shall be sanctified, right? Come on, saints. So you can't say that. You can't try to come by your way into Jesus. Jesus said he's looking for those that got money and got a mind that they still broke. Huh? Come on. You might have a bottle of water sitting right beside you. But the Lord is saying you got to come to him with that bottle of water sitting beside you and still say, Jesus, I'm thirsty. In other words, this water is not satisfying me. Huh? My money in the bank ain't all that I am. Huh? I got a mission. I got a goal. And I don't care how many hours I work on my job. I don't care how many dollars I put in my bank account. It will never deliver me on my mission. What is your mission? My mission is to get out of hell. My mission is to get off that Broadway. My mission is to get out of the house of confusion. My mission is to get out of the path of death and get on the path of life. And there are no job on the earth. There's no amount of money you can put in the bank that can buy you all out of that place. Jesus said, I'm the only one. My blood is the only thing that can purchase you. My blood is the only one that can redeem you from your sin, right? Your money can't do it. Your money cannot do it. Huh? Come on. You know, I say, well, if I buy a window in the church, put my family's name in the window, it's not going to do it. Huh? What if I buy a pew? Maybe if I buy a seat and put my name on the back of that seat, that's not going to do it. Huh? Well, maybe I can fix the sidewalk and you put my name on the sidewalk. That's not going to do it. It's a whole lot of people's names on windows that are still in hell. Whole lot of people's names on the back of pews that are still in hell. Why? Because they didn't get born again. Huh? They didn't do something with the sin. They thought they can buy their way into Jesus' goodwill. But Jesus said, no, you've got to be born again. You got to be born again of both water and spirit. You have to, that starts with a desire. When you see Isaiah 55:1, it's you, that word that stands out in my mind as I read that verse is desire. Hold to everyone that thirsts. Keep going. Hold everyone that thirsts and come to the water.
He that have no money.
Isn't that something? You can get this gift without a dime in your pocket. Everybody understand this? You can be broke as broke can be. All you got to do is have a desire. When you get down on your knees, you got to realize, what is the enemy attacking? He's attacking my desire. That devil is trying to get it in me to make it seem like my motive is not real. My reason is not sincere. And every time he attacks me, he throws that attack up in Jesus' face. Every time I say, Jesus, 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 the devil is right there saying, see, they don't want to be saved. Look at them scratching their head. They ain't serious about being saved. They scratching their head, and you was on the cross. You couldn't even scratch your head. See how much they really want to be saved? You down there, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See how frustrated they are? You was up there on that cross. You couldn't even wipe the sweat from all of your brow. Flies and everything was all around you. They split your side open. And here they are. They can't even call on your name. And they ain't even been down there 10 minutes. They talk about they want to be saved. See, Satan is an antagonizer. He wants to be a divider between you and your help. But you got to let the Lord know, I'm serious. I desire for you to fill me. You are my water. You are my bread. Jesus, you are everything that I need, right? Hold everyone that's thirst. Come to the water. Keep going.
He that has no money.
No money. Come and buy it.
Yes.
Yes. Without money. That's right.
Wherefore do you spend money?
Why are you out there wasting time? Do y'all see that verse? What verse is that? Verse number 2 is talking about you wasting time. You're out there wasting time for stuff that cannot satisfy you. Come on. You're wasting time, saints. You're wasting time on things that cannot satisfy you. You gotta ignore the salesman. We got too many salesmen walking up in our minds, offering us stuff day in and day out. All kind of gimmicks. All kind of devices to distract me from Jesus. Cable man. Electricity man. Ain't enough that you just buying, you're paying for your electricity. Everybody got to come in and offer you something. I can tell you how to knock some money off of your bill. Just show me your bill and let me go through it. And then you be looking, you say, oh, yeah, you paying $53.53. I could save you $1.53. And you be so quick saying, oh, that's $1.53 more I can put in my pocket. And you don't even realize the tax man is still going to reach. Wherever you're paying out one, it's going to go to another. That's the way that the system is set up. It's all kind of salesmen. You can't even walk to the store without the salesman approaching you. You walking out the house trying to go buy some bread. Somebody want to talk to you. Hey, you. Who you talking to? I'm talking about you. What's your name? What's your number? Where you going? Come talk to me. Salesman. Trying to offer you something that cannot satisfy you. You got a man? You got a woman? You need a friend? I already got a husband. I already got a wife. Well, it's all right. I'll be your friend. A salesman? You need me to cut your grass? You need me to wash your windows? Salesman. But they cannot satisfy you. You have to understand this stuff out here can't satisfy you. It's amazing. I went to the doctor the other week, and they called themselves helping me. Doctor said, well, these two medicines that you've taken, we can combine them. I said, okay, and I'm going to combine and I'm going to increase, and we're going to see if we get this blood pressure under control. I said, all right. I said, well, that'll work. He said, well, go ahead and take it for a month and come on back in. got back in there, and the lady said something totally different. She said, oh, they done combined you, but I'm looking over your chart, and you used to be on this. I said, yeah, I had an allergic reaction. And she said, they took me off that. She said, but you had an allergic reaction to this part of the medicine. You didn't have it to that part. I said, oh, so I can still take the other part? She said, yeah. She says, but the medicine that you're on, we only combined it into two. I said, okay, but now we're going to bring a third one into it. I said, man, y'all can put all three together? She said, yeah, we can put all three together. And if I put the third one in there, I can drop the second one down. I said, all right, that sounds kind of good to me. Her salesman, huh? That's all she is she's a salesman. Salesman for who? The pharmaceutical company. They ain't worried about my health. They ain't thinking about my body. They're thinking about that pharmacy pill. They're thinking about how to get my insurance to give them some more money. They're not thinking about my well-being. They could care less whether I breathe today or breathe tomorrow. They realize somebody else is going to come in here and get the same medicine, right? Huh? But you the fool, walking out of there, talking about my doctor really care about me. My doctor care about me more than they care about anybody else. I guarantee you see your doctor won't even know who you are. You walk down the street, your doctor won't even know who you are. Huh? They know you when you come in that office because they got a chart. Their chart says such and such got an appointment at this time. And they come through the door talking to you, calling you by your name like they really know who you are. How you doing, Mr. Scudder? It's been a little while since we've seen you, sir. The chart says I was here last month. You're talking like you know me, huh? I guarantee if I see you next week in the sandwich shop, you won't even know I'm your patient. I'm the one that's going to call up to you and say, Dr. So-and-so, how you doing? And they're going to look at you and say, oh, you must be one of my patients. I don't want to lose you. How you doing? How's everything going? How you feeling? You should look at them and say, call me by my name. What is my name? I got so many patients, I don't know who you are. Salesman, that's who you are. You are a salesman. But you cannot, you got to have it in your mind. I have to stop spending money for that which is not bread, for that which can never satisfy me. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
You got to stop wasting your time and your energy on stuff that cannot do what? Satisfy you. Huh? Read me a little bit more. Let's keep on going.
It says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread?
Yes.
And you, your labor for that which satisfies
you. You out there working, huh? You working and you want more work, huh? But I'm trying to tell you, I don't care how much money you make, you'll never be satisfied, huh? Come on, it's amazing. I can apply for this and apply for that, and they can jump my salary up by the thousands, huh? And I look at it and I say, woo, I'm going to be making $10,000 and $20,000 more. And then when I look at my check, it looked like my check be less. Huh? Look like I made more when I was making less. Huh? Something don't I told you, it's a give and a take. When they give you more, they're going to increase you more. Little do you know, you're going to go into another tax bracket. When you go into that another tax bracket, you get another percentage. Huh? And you'll be wondering, it don't add up. No, it doesn't add up. You've got to get it in your mind. I got to stop working to be satisfied. Huh? My job will never satisfy me. Huh? The bread will never satisfy me.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Keep going, saints. Let's go a little bit further. I'm glad this is not my word. You can't say, Elder Scudder, you ought not to talk about like stuff like this. But it's not in my book. I didn't write this book. This book was here before I got here. And little did you notice, you didn't know the contents of this book said that. Say, you out there spending money for that which is not bread. Huh? You out there, what the next part of it say? You out there working for that which cannot satisfy you. Huh? Keep going. Listen to Jesus. Everybody got that? Open up your listening ears. Listen to Jesus. Keep going.
Eat that which is good.
Huh? Hold up. Who is good? I say Jesus is good. Y'all got to get that fixed in your mind. Jesus is good. And Jesus don't want me to just say that as a nice catchphrase. He wants me to discipline my mind. He wants it to get it fixed in my brain that Jesus is good. And he tells me, what do I need to do with that good? I need to eat it. Huh? Open up your mouth wide. Huh? And take a big bite out of Jesus. Huh? And don't you stop eating Jesus until he fills you up. Huh? That's why I can tell you with certainty. Get down on your knees and open up your mouth and call on Jesus with everything inside of you. Don't get down there and call him like it's punishment. Don't get down there and call him like you got something else better to do. He's a mind reader. He knows everything that's going on in your head. And I'm telling you, you're going to get tired before he gets tired. Huh? You're going to get worn out before he gets worn out. You're the one going to be calling him for hours. And he's going to be sitting right there. Saying, I'm just waiting on you. Huh? You say, well, I've been calling you all this time. And I'm telling you, you're going to get tired. All I'm doing is waiting on you. What are you waiting on me, Jesus? Why are you waiting on me? You got to stop eating stuff that's not bread. You got to stop working so hard for stuff that cannot satisfy you. And you need to take a big bite out of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is good. Come on, is that what this verse says? That verse says, listen to me. That word hearken means listen to me. And eat that which is good. Who is good? Jesus. Jesus is good. And let your soul delight. That means when I'm down there calling Jesus, I got to say, this is not punishment. I'm glad. My soul is glad. And I got a mind to call on Jesus. One day I didn't have no mind to call Jesus. But right now, I got a mind and an opportunity to call on Jesus. I'm going to seize the moment. I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity. I'm going to let God know, Jesus, I'm so glad I can call you by your name, right? That's the truth. I'm so glad I can call you by your name. You got to be happy. That word delight means overjoyed. You can't be calling Jesus like it's punishment. You got to be overjoyed. You got to find something to be glad about. When you're down there calling Jesus, you got to find something to be glad about. But what in the world can I be glad about, Elder Scudder? I'm in my sin. I'm still in sin. And I'm waiting for the Lord to save me. Go back over your life. Huh? What do you mean go back over your life? Go back over your life. What am I going to think about when I go back over my life? There was a time in your life when you did not know the name of Jesus, when you did not know that you needed to call on that name, when you were out there trying to be satisfied by doing this and doing that, and you kept getting your heart and your mind disappointed and broken and depressed, but now the Lord brought you in the truth. Huh? He done turned a light bulb on in your mind. He gave you a mind to get down on your knees and open up your mouth and say, Jesus. Jesus is the saving name. Huh? And he don't let you feel like you're by yourself. He lets you be around a group of people that are not depressed. You might be the only one on the altar seeking after the Holy Ghost. But the Lord has surrounded you around somebody else that got the Holy Ghost. And when you look over at them, they glad about the name. Huh? When you down there, Jesus, 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 you got that other person. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they just so glad. It's like that name is air. And it's like they're saying, I can't breathe. And they down there, Jesus, 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 Jesus. They're so excited about the name. Huh? Ain't nobody coaching them. Ain't nobody rubbing them. They down there all by themselves. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You see the sweat pouring down their face. They just saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you sitting there, Jesus, Jesus. Lord say, stop what you're doing and look at what it looks like to be excited about me. Every now and then you see him, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because they so glad. Their soul is delighting. Huh? Their soul is overjoyed. Huh? And all they're doing is calling Jesus, right? All they're doing is calling Jesus. They open up their mouths wide. Huh? Open their mouths wide. And they eat off of that name. Huh? That name get down in their belly. That name satisfies them. Huh? You know how you eat a piece of bread? That bread satisfies you. And when you bite off of that name get all down in your belly. And it satisfies you. Huh? It brings a level of contentment. Down where? On that inner man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to realize when you're down there calling Jesus, it's a mental thing. You got to get your mind on Jesus. And you got to realize that devil is going to attack your what? My mind. He's coming after this. Because he doesn't want me to connect with Jesus. And all the while I'm calling Jesus, he's trying to get in my mind and break my connection, right? But it's up to me. It's up to me. It's up to me to eat off of that name and let my soul delight. Let that inner man delight. And that name fattening me up. Y'all heard what I just said? Every time you eat, you bite off of that name. You be biting off of that name. And one thing about that name don't make you feel bloated. Huh? That name don't give you no gas. Huh? That name don't do that to you. But that name is satisfying. Huh? It don't make your body fat. It make your soul nice and plump. Huh? Have you done get finished calling on Jesus? You look like a whale. Huh? You look like a real obese person. Huh? And you ain't struggling to walk. Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with me. That name done satisfy me. That name has become my fatness. Huh? Come on. Y'all understand that? That name has become my fatness. That means no matter what you do to me, no matter how much you try to shove in my face, that name is satisfying me. Huh? Oh, yeah. Sinners can talk to you, but you don't even hear it. Why? Because the name is satisfying you. You go to the deli counter. Deli counter say, I got your best menu item here. You say, oh, no, Mr. Deli man. I ain't got no room for that sandwich today. What, you on a diet? What's wrong with you? I ain't hungry. What you mean you ain't hungry? You ain't ate this sandwich in days. You should be hungry. But I done got a hold of the name of Jesus. And that name satisfies me. Come on. The name satisfies me. The name has allowed my soul to become plump and juicy and content, right? Does that make sense? Oh, yeah, saints. And you say, Elder Scott, what are you talking about? Don't you understand that that's what the people had to do to the sacrifices? They had to feed the sacrifices with the right thing. And they had to keep on feeding it because the fatter the sacrifice got, the more juicy it was. The more appealing it was on the altar. Come on. Lord is trying to look for you to fatten yourself up on him. Lord want to see how much of you calling my name when you're not on your knees. How much is your mind on my name when you're not around the saints? It should be so that by the time you get here, get on your knees, you should be ready to explode. You should be ready to burst. Burst with what? Burst with joy. Burst with enthusiasm. Well, you so happy because the name has delighted me. The name has satisfied me. That devil been attacking my mind all day long. But every time he attacked, the Lord brought me through victorious. I did not give in to his attacks. And now I just want to let the Lord know I thank him. I praise you, Jesus. Nobody keeping me but you. Huh? Nobody keeping me but you, Jesus. Huh? See, that's right, saints. When you come in here, shouldn't nobody have to coach you? Shouldn't nobody have to blow you up for you to praise Jesus? I know what you're doing out there about how you respond when you get in here. I told you, pay attention to your output. Your output is a direct reflection of what you're putting in. You're not letting nothing come out because you're not letting nothing go in. It's amazing. We get a joy of excitement around a bunch of sinners. But when it comes time to get around the saints, you can't find a praise. You can't find thanksgiving. Yes. Hallelujah. Something is off.
Something's off. Hallelujah.
your input. Huh? You can't get mad. It's your input. What are you putting into your brain, right? It affects your output. Where the saints say, hallelujah. Saints be praying, hallelujah. Have you heard that song, praise God is a good God? Come on. What else did you come to church for? Huh? What more does Jesus need to do for you? For you to realize he's good. Huh? He ain't trying to be good. He's good. He's good. He ain't trying to be good. He is good. So when somebody sing that praise, God is a good God. You ought to act like he's good to you. You ought to act like your soul just want to tell him. Come on, that's it. It's that inner man. My inner man just want to tell you, Jesus. I don't want to tell Deke. I don't want to tell Sister Fisher. I want to talk to Jesus. Jesus, I just want to tell you, you have been good to me, right? Huh? I ain't got to ask nobody. I'm going to look over my own life, right? I'm going to look over my own life. And I'm going to come to this conclusion for myself. Jesus has been good to me. Huh? See, while I was asleep last week, a house behind me was on fire. Y'all understand that? I didn't go to the window and wonder whether the fire was going to jump. I immediately said, I thank you, Jesus. Well, because while I wasn't paying attention, he still let the blood cover me, right? He woke me up in the middle of the night to lights flashing. To lights flashing. And the only thing I could say, well, Lord Jesus, what is it? Because I done had too many house fires already. Lord Jesus, what is it? And I look outside the window. I don't wish ill will on the house behind me. But I'm sure going to let the Lord know, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you didn't let that misfortune fall on me. I thank you, Jesus. You didn't let the wind be blowing. And that fire jumped. Y'all know Philly houses are smart. We ain't got no yards. It don't take much for the fire to jump. But the Lord, he didn't let the fire jump. I think about you. You didn't know nothing was wrong with that chimney. You ain't know nothing was wrong with it. But imagine what could have gone on. Y'all just going to just heat the house up. That's how fire starts. That stuff ain't able to burn out. You could have been breathing all of that stuff. Not even knowing. Because you're trying to stay warm. See how that devil, you got to realize. Lord is letting his blood cover you. Even when you don't even realize it. It may seem like money coming out your pocket. But you got to say, hold up. What could have happened to me? I could have breathed in something that could have took my life. I could have breathed in something that could have took my life. My life was worth more than $1,000, $2,000. My life is worth more than that. See, the devil be wanting you to find things to complain about. Well, you really need to say, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because you was good to me. When ain't nobody else got enough mind to recognize the goodness of Jesus, he put me in a place so that my soul can get fat. Fat off of what? His name, right? Y'all understand that? This ain't hocus pocus. All we do is keep driving the name to you. We keep emphasizing, say the name, say the name, say the name, say the name, right? We say it to you all the time. Say, I praise God. Somebody come behind you. Say his name. I praise God for this. Say his name. You may think they're trying to get on your nerves. No, we're not. I'm trying to get you to eat off of that which is good. Y'all understand? I want you to eat what is good. God have highly exalted him. and given him a name which is above what? Do you believe that? Don't nothing get hard in the name of Jesus. You got to be glad to call his name. You gotta take a big old bite. You know how one scripture say, open up your mouth wide. Don't let them birds be better than you. When that mama bird come near that nest, them baby birds go like this. They can't even see. Their eyes don't even work. But they believe in mama's there. And mama gonna give me just what I need. They open up their mouth wide. I'm trying to tell you, you're not in a place where somebody's going to take advantage of you. I want you to open up your mouth wide. Huh? Open up your mouth wide and just let the name come out of it. Huh? Come on, y'all understand this? Huh? His name is my bread. Come on, saints. His name is my bread, right?
Thank you,
Jesus. Just try.
Thank you, Jesus.
Try. Try to let your soul get fed off of that name. Just try it. Try. You tried everything else, just try it. Just try to let your soul get fed off of that name. Huh? Come on. Verse number 3 says, incline your ear. And come on, do you see the consistency? You see the consistency? Jesus telling you, I'm not going to share this authority with nobody else. You need to come to Jesus. Everybody understand that? You need to come to Jesus. He's the one that will listen. He's the one that will satisfy you, right? Don't get it twisted. Just because you come sit and talk with me, or you call me, or you text me, don't think in your mind that I'm the answer. I'm just the Lord's spokesman. After you get finished talking to me, you're going to hear a common thing. We just need to call Jesus. We just need to call Jesus. We need to call him till he answers. I hear all of your problems, but we need to call him till he answers. We need to call him till he answers. How long am I going to be going through this, brother? I don't know. How long is he going to keep acting like this? Sister, I don't know. But one thing I know is if you call Jesus, if you call him like you want him, he will answer you. Now don't get mad when he starts to work. You sit down somewhere and be quiet and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness shown towards me. What does goodness look like? Sometimes goodness means he gonna rip folk out of your life. Come on. Sometimes goodness means he's gonna end communication. But you need to say, thank you, Jesus. Stop looking for the Lord to do stuff the way you want him to do it. And realize he's God. He does what he wants, how he wants, when he wants. And just realize he's been good to me.
Help us.
You need to eat all of his goodness. You need to open up your mouth wide and just eat on Jesus. Eat on his name. Incline your ear. Come on. With that verse 8, verse number 3, incline your ear. Come to Jesus. Stop searching the earth. Stop going here and there. Stop looking for means to satisfy you. Because it's not out there. Come on. I'm a witness. It's not out there. I've already searched the earth. Did you search? Yeah. You ought to be a witness. You ought to be a witness that there's nothing out there. Come on. When the folk come in the door, they're looking for you to be a witness. Look at them in the face. Hey, there's nothing out there. You need to run to Jesus, right? Run with your whole heart. Run with all of your mind.
Jesus.
But I gotta go do no. You ain't got to go do nothing. Cause there's nothing out there.
Nothing.
How do you know?
Jesus.
I'm a witness.
Jesus.
Everywhere you going, I've been there. Everything you're trying to do, I've done it. Come on, are you a witness? I'm a witness.
Yes.
There's nothing out there.
Jesus.
Jesus is all that's good.
Yes, he is.
Huh? Say, oh no, I'm gonna go lay up in the Bahamas. It's nothing out there. Same sin in the Bahamas is the same sin over here. Huh? But the water is clear. It's still sin. It's so peaceful and it's still sin. Huh? You can't live your life on the beach. Are you gonna be a beach bum? Well, I'm gonna wash up in the ocean. No, you're not. Ocean is dirty. Huh? The fish don't want you in there. Fish are sick of you putting your feet in that water. Huh? Fish are sick of you throwing your nets when they're just trying to live. Huh? The fish are sick of you throwing your fake worms. Huh? Huh? They said, we got one to feed us. And his food ain't fake. Amen, Lord Jesus. Incline your ear and come to Jesus. Huh? Is that what the verse say? Verse number 3 say, incline your ear and come to him. Yes. Yeah. What do you want your soul to do? Huh? Remember what the Ezekiel letter said? The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Huh? So that means if I want to live, I got to stop sinning. Huh? I don't need no program. I don't need no mentor. Stephen need to make up in his mind, sin is not for me. Huh? Make up your own mind. Huh? Do it when? Do it this day. Today is the day to do it. Today is the right day for you to do it. For you to say what? Sin is not for me. I no longer want to live under the control, under dominion of sin. Make your mind up. You do it, you'll see the Lord's hand step right on in. Huh? But you got to make up your mind first. Huh? Lord can't work with you when your mind is double-minded, when your mind is here and there. You need to make up your mind, right? Sin is not for me. Sin is not what I want in my life any longer. Right? Read a little bit more.
I will make an everlasting
covenant. Oh, yes. Yes.
Even the sure mercies of David.
Yes, keep going.
Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people.
Yes.
A leader and commander to the people.
And then, now, y'all take David's name out. Put your pastor's name in there. Who gave you to me? Don't y'all realize that? Lord put me in the earth just for you. Do y'all understand that? That devil would have loved to get you some other place. But the Lord brought you just where you need to be in. Huh? He put you around somebody that got good vision. Huh? That can take his glasses off. Huh? And just come and say something to you. Get down in the core of who you are. Huh? Don't know nothing about you. I'm not no window washer. I ain't got time to be peeping into your window. Jesus sees everything that needs to be seen. And then he come and drop a word into my ear and say, say it. Say it right now. Say it right now. Say it right now. Praise the Lord. What you talking about, Elder Scott? It ain't me talking. It's Jesus. Huh? Because I don't know nothing. I know. I'm telling you now, I know nothing. I am not that. I'm not the world's portrayal of a prophet. You know how the world got their prophet say, I feel something in my spirit. Somebody over here. Somebody got a medical condition. Uh-oh. Everybody said, ooh, me? All of y'all got medical condition. The Lord didn't put that in my spirit. No. This is not that kind of a place. One thing is true about this word. When this word come out, it hit everybody. From the back door all the way here. What you talking about, Elder Scudder? Yes. I go back and listen to the message just like you. And sometimes I'd be listening and the Lord beat me up. And I say, yes, Jesus, Yes, Jesus. I hear you loud and clear, Jesus. Who are you talking to? Not just the so-and-so. You talking to me, Jesus. And I need to humble myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Get on my knees.
Jesus.
Right. At the end of the day, he's looking out for my soul, isn't he? Jesus is a soul watcher. He ain't worried about your body. He worried about your soul. He's a soul watcher. Keep me going.
And it says, "Is Jesus so to live, I will make an everlasting covenant."
Yes.
Verse 4.
Yes.
"Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people." Yes. And to the
people. Yes.
"Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not."
Isn't this a place? Huh? Yes. You had no knowledge of it. Huh? I'm a witness. Had no knowledge of this. Huh? But he just, it's as though an unseen hand just took you and just guided your feet. Huh? Right on where you needed to be at. I'm trying to tell you, saints, don't nobody come here by mistake. I'm sorry, you just don't. You got too many churches that you pass by. Better looking buildings than this. Got better sounding music if you're looking for music. I don't know how to play all that great. Some of them folk make them pianos and things talk. And them drums, they just make them talk. And we do the best we can. Some people say, all y'all do is play them same beats. Well, we're doing the best we can. All I'm doing is letting the Lord know, Jesus, you good to me. You say, well, I could do so much better than well, you get what you need so the Lord can use you like he's using me, right? And I will gladly move out the way. I'm glad he moved out the way and say, play it. Play it.
Thank you.
That's right. I'll be looking at your feet. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Look what the Lord has done. Right? And that's what John say, see what the Lord has done, right? I ain't going to be mad at you. Just going to be glad you come up and you want to sing. She said, go right ahead and sing. And you sing. Make sure you sing. That Jesus get the glory. I don't want to hear a whole bunch of turns and runs. This ain't no water stream. We glorifying Jesus. Make sure people hear your message. Everybody understand that? When you're singing a song has a message. Make sure people hear your message, right? Is that the truth, saints? All right, come on. Keep me going. I'm going to let y'all go because my time. Yeah.
Shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
Yes.
Seek ye the Lord.
What am I supposed to do, saints? Seek ye the Lord when?
He may be found.
Stop putting it off. Do what you're supposed to do, right? Seek the Lord while he may be found. What is his name? His name is Jesus, right? Open up your mouth and call his name, right? What we going to do in prayer? Call Jesus. We got a whole week, Monday through Friday. We're going to be calling on the name of Jesus. Won't be no moaning. Huh? Won't be. No moaning. No moaning. If you moan, after you finish moaning, you better call his name. Huh? You better be moaning because your mouth got locked, y'all. And you can't open up your lips. That's be the only reason why you moaning. Huh? But if your mouth can open up wide and you don't have no speech impediment, you better open up your mouth and say, Jesus. Even if they've done surgery on your mouth, you say Jesus the best way you can. Huh? Amen, saints. Open up your mouth and call on him. I didn't say it. The scripture says it. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him. You call him. You call Jesus while the Lord is where? Keep going.
That the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. That have returned unto the Lord.
You got to come back to Jesus.
And he will have mercy.
Jesus will do what with you?
Mercy upon him.
Our God will do what?
Our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Keep going.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Is that the truth?
Yes. Neither are neither are your ways my ways.
That's why I say you got to make some adjustments.
Yes.
You see, I say, Lord, I got to let my mind become like your mind, Jesus. Is that what that verse said in Philippians? Yes. Let this mind be in you. See, you got to make some adjustments in the way you think. Your thoughts are not like his thoughts now. And your ways are not like, I got to make some adjustments in my behaviors, right? That's if you really want to be saved. You say, well, it's good. I'm going to do it my way. Well, there is a way that seems right. You look over your own life, you've been doing it your way all along. And what has it gotten you? Well, I'm moving forward. Well, I guess you better keep on moving, because you ain't going to get nothing from Jesus until you realize you ain't going nowhere. See, if you think you got it, the Lord ain't nothing the Lord can do for you. Lord done told you, everybody, when he even came on the earth, I can't heal people that don't realize they sick, that they ain't sick. I'm not here for people that are already well. See, everybody understand that? When you come to church, you don't come to church because you already all right. If you already all right, stay home. Now, Scott, what you talking about? Stay home. This ain't for you. This is a place for people that need some help. Amen. Huh? You can come in here and try to make like you all right if you want. You only fooling yourself. Because I already know you here because you need some help. You might as well just get it out of your mind. You might as well stop trying to make everybody think everything is all right in your life, because I know it's not. Because if it was, you wouldn't be here. Well, I'm here because I just want to, because I praise the Lord. Well, that's beautiful. After you finish praising, you still got to let him know you need some help. But I just want to thank him for his goodness. After you finish thanking him for his goodness, you still need to let the Lord know you need his help. Well, I'm not what I used to be. Yeah, you ain't everything you need to be either. You need the Lord's help. Right? Yeah, you need the Lord's help. You need the Lord's help, right? That's right. Amen. So let's do that, saints. Let's make sure we come on in here this week. I could have said a whole lot, but my time is done. It's 1:00. I'll let y'all get ready to go. But when we come in here, discipline your mind. You come in here, you call Jesus for a little while, and you realize you haven't made a connection. You got to say within yourself, what is it? It's not Jesus' hand. It's not Jesus' ears. What is it? It's me. Something inside me that the Lord's saying, I can't bless you until you move it out the way. Right? Now, you all look, just let's look literally. Now, y'all see that communion table in front of me, right? Now, I'm only fooling myself if I can just walk and touch the communion table. What would you tell me? Elder Scudder. Oh, Elder Scudder, there's something wrong with your mind. What's wrong with you, Elder Scudder? What you mean, what's wrong with me? I'm trying to touch the communion table. Man, Elder Scudder, you got to move that podium out the way first. Huh? It's up to me to see the blockage. Huh? You have to see the sin that is weighing in me and realize it's keeping me from Jesus. Now, the question is, what you going to do with it? Are you going to have a pity party? Are we just going to be talking about your sin till Jesus comes? Everybody want to do that. Everybody want to just sit around and just talk about sin. I'm trying to figure out now when you're going to move it.
That's right. That's the truth.
We've identified what is wrong. Now, when are you going to move it? Right? Well, I'm just waiting. Well, honey, you're going to be waiting for a long time, because it's not going nowhere. Until you, you got to stop sin. The wicked has got to do what? You got to do that. Jesus is not going to, these are not Jesus' ways that we're trying to get rid of. We're trying to get rid of our wrong ways. The wrong stuff that we pick up in this thing called life. We got to get rid of that stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
Amen. I trust y'all got something out
of
this. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. So, come on, let your soul.